Mighty is the hope of Israel. As we bow before you in your beit, Almighty Yahweh, we come before you to thank you for this day, this solemn occasion whereby we may come into the presence of our Abba and to worship Him. With our hearts lifted up, our minds bowed down before you, we do acknowledge you, our Mighty One, the Most High, the Creator of all mankind and everything that we see. As we gather here on the Scripture Truth Gathering this midweek, we ask you in Yahshua's mighty name to pour out your Ruah in the midst of us, that we may know that you dwell here in the midst of your people, Israel. We pray that you will send forth the dynamics of your judgment, the power of your Ruah, to correct us and to guide us in all that you command us to do. We may walk in the instructions of our Abba, and to do with great delight, with great honor, that you have called and elected a people that were no people, from different backgrounds and eco-social circumstances. Yet in the midst of that, you had your people, those that you had elected according to your foreknowledge. As Jeremiah cried, you said unto him, before you were formed in the belly, or the womb of the belly of your mother, I knew you. And so it has been for Israel. You have known your people. You have called them and separated them for the purpose of the kingdom work. Now we ask you this night in HaMashiach's mighty name to give us direction and understanding. We pray that you will give us strength and wisdom, knowledge of the Most High, your truth, with that fear and understanding of you. We bind every opposition of darkness. We resist your tongue. We plead the blood of Yahshua the Lamb. We plead that cleansing atonement for all of our sins, our iniquitous ways. We pray that you touch everyone tonight, your people, gathered here, and those scattered throughout the nations of the world, men like Pastor Babu and Pastor Aji there in Ghana and Elder Martin there in Kenya, and all the precious brothers here in these states of America, those that we hear from, we do pray for them, the sisters that call other day Yahweh, that you have brought them out of the bondage of Islam, the darkness of this Babylonian pagan religion. We pray for their strength, the mother of 9 children there in the midst of this pagan environment continuously. We pray you give her strength and cause her love to be encouraged. As we ask for the house of Israel, that we will be strengthened. We ask you tonight to touch us, all those that have some ailment, cause, whatever, to heal them mightily in Yahshua's name. We do pray for the gathering there in Houston, Texas, Brother Nathan, those that gather with him, and as you open up my understanding, and I pray that the ears of the hearers will be open to receive profoundly the measure that you will pour out unto those that will gather with us there in Houston. We pray that you open the doors for those that may have some financial struggle to be there. Open the doors, I pray, Almighty Yahweh, that they will not be impeded in their travel to be with us as we speak profoundly the word of Almighty Yahweh. We come to set at liberty those that are bound. You set the captive free by the power of your truth, not by some personality or some ritualisms, but by the power of the truth of the word of Almighty Yahweh. We shall speak it with great boldness, with great depth, with wisdom and understanding, without any fear or reprisal of man. We shall speak it by the authority of Almighty Yahweh. We pray that you help us all tonight. Give us wisdom and understanding, that the heart of the people may love you above all things. We ask it all in the mighty name of HaMashiach, the Lamb, Israel. Bless us all, I pray, in Yahshua's mighty name. And his people cried, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For your words are excellent, Almighty Yah. We do bless you and we shabbat you. We say total to our Abba, the mighty word of Israel. We do bless you for wisdom and understanding. If any man like wisdom, let him ask of Almighty Yah. And he will give liberally, and he will not upbraid a man because he asks, but he will pour out unto him the experience that will produce a great confidence in our Abba. We ask you to bless us all tonight. Touch all those that are feeling the touch of whatever is being transmitted in this hour, the flu calls. Restore their bodies, I pray, and revitalize each of them. We ask it all in the mighty name of Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel. We trust you for the Teshua, the victory. Yahshua's mighty name. Israel cried, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say to your neighbor, I'm glad to know him. Yahweh, my Abba. Shalom. Yahweh blesses you. You may be seated. It is so wonderful to know him and to be liberated by the power of his Ruah, his spirit. And the only way we will understand the fullness of that power and authority is through the revelation of Yahshua HaMashiach. This generation, we have all kinds of schisms and theological differences and different approaches. But there is only one way into the kingdom presence of Almighty Yahweh. And that profound truth is revealed in Yahshua. He demands all that Yahweh requested of us. That is why he was sent. And the power in that form, in that visage, that we will know that Yahweh is more than capable and able to succor or to secure his people unto him. There's a time that this generation, we must hear what he speaks unto us. There's a reason we cannot hear, because we tend to separate ourselves from him. Who has, and what is the thing or the reasons that you have been separated from Almighty Yahweh? What has caused your mind and your love not to expend the kind of energy and love toward him that he commands us, and cause us to be given over unto things that will not produce any kind of fruit at all? What has caused the mind of man to be so obsessed with this God-formed deity worship of oneself, one's own lust and one's greed, one's own desire, instead of doing the will of Almighty Yahweh? We should have our affection, our compassion should be upon the things that are above, and not upon the things that are in the earth. For all things that we see, they shall all be dissolved. Everything is going to pass away. So who, what has brought about this great gulf, this breach between you and Almighty Yahweh, whereby there is no fervent life of supplication or prayer, earnest contending for the Emun, or the faith that was once delivered unto the Kedushim of old, that the power of His Ruah will be evident in your life, that the word of Almighty Yahweh will spring forth out of your belly like a living well, like the fire that He says that His word is. What has separated our minds from grasping and gravitating to the things that will produce the power of His life and His will, of His purpose in our lives. We have our own purpose. We have our own will. We have our own desires. But have they been constituted by the will of Almighty Yahweh? You will know if you have the desire of Almighty Yah if you do one thing. If you delight yourself in Him. This is a generation that really doesn't delight itself in the commands of Almighty Yahweh. If a man delights himself in the purpose and the will of Almighty Yahweh, he will bring to fruition the purpose of that man's heart, his love, because it will produce a magnificent honor unto Almighty Yahweh. And because we do not delight in Him, we do not desire Him, that our desire of our heart is based upon some carnal, deceived reality that produced nothing at all. Who? What is the thing that has separated you from Almighty Yahweh? Can we accuse our neighbors, our brothers, or our sisters being the culprits because they have mistreated us, because they have not spoken to us in the proper form that we did not perceive was right? That has not separated you from the love of Yahweh. What has separated you from the love of Yeshua HaMashiach? He did all things to please Almighty Yahweh. He suffered for our transgressions without murmuring or complaining. So have we considered the pattern or the wonder that has endured such contradiction of men and such suffering that will cause our faith, our emunah, to be strong in the works that will finish on Calvary? There is something in your life. There's something in your personality. There's something in your life that has separated you from the commands of Almighty Yah. You will know that you love Him, or there's a love for Yeshua, because you will do all that He commanded you to do. When you are separated from that love of Yeshua, you will not do what He instructed us in this renewed covenant, or the power and the life of the word of Almighty Yahweh that is visible to unto us by His Spirit. It is made alive. And that is what Yeshua did. He brought the word of Almighty Yahweh alive for a people that were scattered, that had remove themselves from Almighty Yah. He brought the hope of that word alive in the heart of the remnant of Israel. Now what has separated us? What has brought about this breach in our Ruah, our spirits? What has caused our minds to be so removed away from Yahweh that everything that is sensual drives us? Our thoughts, our desires, our platonic love is based upon some sensual emotion instead of what Yahweh commanded us. He simply commands us to love one another. Well, it's based upon some sensual emotion. He said to love one another. How do you know that you are walking in the power of that Spirit of Yahweh? Because you know that you fulfill all of His commands. You do what He commands you to do. There is a breach, and it is caused by one's own iniquity. It is one's own lawlessness, and it is a lawless mind that cannot be corralled. It cannot be governed. It cannot be instructed. It cannot be appeased at all. There's a lowliness in the mind, in the spirit, that has caused you to be removed away from the truths, the commands of Almighty Yahweh. It is your iniquity that has separated you from Almighty Yahweh. It is your rebelliousness. When He commands you to do a thing, we don't do it. When He instructs you in His Word, in the living power of His Word, you obey it without even compromising or questioning what Yahweh speaks to you. Well, this is a generation that opposes Almighty Yah and always speaks against Him instead of letting their lives be in the example whereby He commanded that we let our light so shine in this world that men will know that we are the house of Israel. This is how all men will know that you are the true seed of Israel, that you have the love of Yahweh for Israel, one toward another. Well, what has separated us from these truths that bring about this robustness of this joyfulness and this inspired desire in our love for Almighty Yahweh? What has caused us to regress down backwards into this natural current of thinking that is beastly and corrupt and vile? That we spout and spew our emotions that rise from this corrupt cauldron of sin down in the depths of our hearts. What has caused that? What has caused us to be removed away from the perfect Torah, the perfect life of His truth and Yahshua? That we spew forth this venomous poison that caused us to be poisonous and full of death and there's no life in us. What has done that? It's your own iniquity that has separated you. It's your own lawlessness that has caused you not to have a love for truth. It is your own corrupt mind that has caused you to engage more into carnal things than the things of the spirit. Well, what are the carnal things where your busybody or your rebelliousness or your denigrating or your hatefulness instead of engaging in the things of the Ruah? We may produce the fruit of the Spirit of Yah. It is one thing that even Job in his many trials, his great afflictions, what brought about this divide? He sensed that there was something whereby that his prayers were being inhibited. He could not sense the closeness to Almighty Yahweh. And as he considered the great affliction of his body, he began to allow his mind to arouse some form of emotions. You must understand that is why those men that were there, it was not by some happen chance. They were very wise men. They understood the Torah. They were not men that were not Job's equal, but they were his equal. They were wise men. They were men of wisdom. They were men. They were learned at men. They understood the paths and the ways of Almighty Yahweh. But it was one thing they did not understand, the way of Job. Just like the scribes and the Pharisees. This Pharisaic mind doesn't understand the power and the purpose of Yahshua HaMashiach. That's why we get weary. That's why we began to resent what He has called you into, because you have this Pharisaic, this Greek mindset that encased with this love affair with this foul, evil world. And so those things began to remove you away from loving Yahweh, because you love these trinkets of this life more than you love Yahweh. So it is not someone else's demeanor, huh? It is not the words of someone that has spoken that infringed upon you, that separates you from the prayer life, that separates you from pouring out the pure Hava of Yahweh. It is not that. It is your own lawlessness. Because what Yahweh commands us to do, you must do it. What He instructs us to do, we must obey what He commands us. Not at your leisure. When you hear the truth of Yah, don't harden your heart. Don't think of it as being repulsive or something that I will not do. When you hear the word of Yah, you do not harden your heart. This generation does it. When Yahweh reproves us and exposes our weaknesses, our sins, we begin to harden ourselves. There is no brokenness and no contriteness. And that's why you're never near to Him. You're never near.
He is near those that have a broken heart. And those that are very contrite, he saves. He will not save a man that is not contrite. And because we have removed ourselves, our hearts have been enamored with iniquity, we have removed ourselves far from the love of Yahshua HaMashiach. We don't think on him. We don't consider the pattern or what he suffered for us. We don't even think on those things at all. They don't even course your mind. Our thoughts are engaged in carnal things, in natural things, in worldly and lawless things. Our thoughts are based upon our own desires and our feelings and our lust and our sinful nature, our wicked nature. That's what our mind is, our thoughts upon. And so the things of Yah are not important unto us. They're not valuable unto us. I want you to hear this. Listen to this. I want you to grasp this. I want to read this verse. It is in the Iyot. But hear what it says. Yahweh says, therefore, this generation, or they say to Yahweh, this is what we tell him, depart from us, separate from us, Yahweh. Leave us alone, for we desire not the knowledge of your ways. Depart from us, separate from us, because we do not desire the knowledge of your ways. Now let us look at an example of that in the natural perspective. When you find a husband and a wife, the separation or the departing comes because the wife doesn't want to hear about her ways, and the husband certainly is not going to hear about his ways. And so we say to Yahweh, depart from me. I don't want to hear that. Don't tell me that. I don't want to hear that. Don't speak to me that way. So we say, depart from us. Delight yourself in Yahweh, and he will give you the very desires, or the desire of your love, your heart. So the desire of this generation is for Yahweh to depart, because we do not want the knowledge, the understanding, the clarity of the ways of Almighty Yahweh. But our ways are clear to us, are they not? Our ways are continuously birthed in our minds and rebirth, and we carry on the same way continuously all the time. I said to Brother Allen this morning, there's nothing more putrefied than a man that is ignorant. There's only one thing that is more putrefied than a man that is ignorant. It is a man that will acknowledge, that will not acknowledge that he is ignorant. It is a man that will not acknowledge that he is ignorant. When a person will not acknowledge that they are ignorant, that they are doing things that are wrong, there is nothing more putrefied than that. When one cannot acknowledge their ways, their lawlessness, their abasing of the Torah, the denying of Yahshua, the hope of Israel, there is nothing that is more vile, more insidious, and more corrupt than that. An ignorant man is ignorant. But when a man is ignorant and cannot recognize that he is ignorant, he is a sottish man. He is beyond stupefied. He has been going beyond that level. And when a person will not acknowledge that I have departed from the truths of Almighty Yahweh, and I have joined myself onto this natural proclivity of mine that drives me away from the Torah of truth, life, and hope, unto a law of death and sin that caused Yahweh to be removed from my mind, my thoughts, and a love affair from him, for him is null. None whatsoever. None. So when one cannot acknowledge that, when one cannot say that that's me, that one has gone beyond the limitations that Yahweh, even in all of his ahava, his kindness toward us, he has gone beyond that, because it is one thing that is certain, that the mercies of Yahweh, that is truth, it purges us of our iniquity, our lawlessness. He shows us great mercies, and your sins, and your rebelliousness, Yet there are those that were taken, and yet they have not committed the transgressions that you have committed. There are those that are certainly sincere. They are very motivated. They have a pure purpose. Their desire is not one that is fallacious, false. And yet there are those that Yahweh removes them because it's precious in His sight. And yet He allows His mercies unto you to be renewed in such a profound way that you cannot even acknowledge that. So we say to Yahweh, no, depart. Go away. And when one departs, it is simply to go away, to remove yourself, to separate from me. There is nothing that is compatible between you and me. Depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of your ways. We don't want to understand the life of Torah. We don't understand the power of tefillah. We don't want to do that. We don't want the knowledge of your mercies. We don't want to understand. We don't want the knowledge of your statutes and your ordinance. We don't want that. We don't want our lives to be confined or refined in a way that will bring an excellence to your name, and your knowledge will resonate out of us like a living fire. So go away from me, Almighty Yahweh. Don't trouble my mind. Don't speak to me. I don't want to hear what the man of Yah says. I don't want to hear what no one says that bring about any form of correction in my life. That's this generation. And that's why it's going down to the gutters of darkness and hell. It's going to fall. Whether you believe that or not, this wicked, vile nation that says to Yahweh, depart from me, we don't desire your ways. Why? Because all of your ways seem right, don't they? All of your ways seem right. All the ways of a man, they are pure in his own sight. Even your transgressions, your iniquity, to you they are right. Even the anger of your bosom, don't you understand you are a fool? You are a degenerate fool. You are one that says to Yah, no. A fool says in his heart, no, there is no mighty creator. Don't you understand that? And so what Yahweh does, He comes to chastise you. He comes to correct you. And that is what the tefillah of Yah is. It is to show Him what's in me. It is to show Yahweh what's actually in you by examination of your own life, that there is an honest report unto Him. But we are very false people. We like falsehood. We don't like things that are direct. We don't like things that oppose us. We want everything to agree with us. And Yahweh never agrees, never one time, with your ways, your corrupt ways, your corrupt ideas and your desire that is so filthy, so vile, and so corrupt. Now here is Eob in the midst of all of this affliction. And yet Yah utters unto them this generation. And the matter, Matthew, you must understand that He was dealing with Eob. He was dealing with him. He was showing forth the excellence of his strength in that man. He is a metaphor of the house of Israel. He is going to show his excellence in true Israel. Not this Jezebel spirit out here. Not these deceivers. But in the house of true Israel, because HaMashiach tells us many are the affliction of the Tzaddik or the house of Israel, but Yahweh delivers them out of them all. If we suffer with Him, then we're going to reign with Him. We endure this trial just for the moment that it is, and that's all it is. It's just a momentary thing. It's not a difficult thing, not one bit at all. But because we tell Him, depart from us, because we don't want to know His ways. And the ways of Yahweh, they're pure. The ways of Yahweh, they're right. The ways of Yahweh are ways of judgment. We don't want judgment at all. We don't want to be confronted with our weakness, our ills, our insufficiency. We don't want to be confronted with that. We like lies and flattery. We like those kinds of things. But it never produced any power at all. We're always sedated and drunk. We look drunk. We never mature to the level that we need to mature where we can eat the strong things of Yah. We don't want the strong things today. There's a juvenile generation. And if he danced with you, that's nothing to do with someone else. If he danced with you, has nothing to do with someone else's personality. It begins with you. It begins with you. You better begin to examine those things that cause you to depart from time with Yahweh. It is your own anger, your own hostility, your own sin that says to Yah, depart. Depart. I'd rather have Kmart or Walmart because I don't have time to understand your ways more clearly. Hallelujah. Quiet on me. That's all right. That's all right. So I use that as an example to let you know, depart from me, Yah, because I got time to flirt and fiddle about nothing. To spend my energy in this busybody spirit, talking about things that are trivial, pursuing trivial pursuits. A trivial thing will never produce anything. Nothing at all. It is almost like you get this massive mailing campaign, and as Barnes and Bailey said, there's a sucker born every second. They mail out these flyers that they have a new job today. They're mailing them out telling people you've won $2-3 million. Send $20. And don't you know this gullible generation? It is one that is so greedy, so incessant that it believes that. They have what we call this Ethiopian and Nigerian sting. It's constant on the internet. And they will write to people and say to them, I have a rich, my name is Junoko Rosaka. I'm here in Nigeria. My husband was the minister of oil here. He died. He has a massive account in Sweden or in a bank in some locale of $67 million. What I need, I've chosen you because I know I trust you. Now, this is a massive mailing campaign. What I need for you to do to send $5,000, because if you do that, then I will have enough to pay the lawyers in this to free up the money. And my husband says, whoever helps me to make sure they get $10, $20 million. Well, you will be surprised about the people in this nation that literally fall for those childhood scams and are ripped off by the millions. They take it and they are taken every single day. Whereby I read a quote one time that the Nigerian said, they are stupid people in America. They will fall for anything. They'll buy anything. They will buy the London Bridge if you sell it to them for $50. Don't you know the only thing that you can purchase is the truth today? And by you purchasing the truth, you bring your being or your soul into a position of safety. That's why you need to learn the ways of Yahweh. Your mind calls you to depart away from that, doesn't it? Is it my mind that makes you do that? Well, you entreat me wrong, Pastor Roberts. I'm your deacon. But does that cause you to be removed away or to depart from learning the ways of Yahweh? It is one's own iniquity that caused them to depart from learning the ways of Almighty Yahweh. It is one's own hatred, one's own jealousy, one's own corruption that caused them to depart from the truths of Yahweh. So you cannot place that upon anyone. Well, you don't understand how my wife has treated me. But Scripture tells you what to do in those scenarios. You don't understand my husband, Pastor Robert. I understand the husband man, what he commands us, and what he has given unto us. You are without any kind of excuse. It is a wicked generation. One that says, he does or she does or they are doing, yet you do the same. They have departed from the way of Almighty Yah, and you have departed. Because we do not want to learn the ways of Almighty Yahweh. We do not desire to know the ways of Almighty Yahweh. David says something profoundly. I want you to hear this. It's a generation that cannot hear. We are people that do not like to listen to Yahweh. We can listen to every kind of foolish folly. You know, there are people that I meet and they will say, "Can I tell you a joke?" And I will say, "No." "Well, you're too stiff." That's all right. I'd rather be stiff. Because there's one thing about the folly of a fool, it brings death. Whether you believe that or not. "Can I tell you this joke? You will like it." "No, you tell me nothing." I'm not a man given over unto much laughter. I don't believe that in this hour we should be given over unto much laughter and folly. I'm not a man given to laughter. I don't think that everything is tongue-in-cheek or funny. And I don't like expressing that kind of emotion. Do you laugh? Certainly I do. There's a time to do that. But there are those that everything that is said and done, it has this humorous form to it. I don't like that. Even in that conversation, they're laughing and this folly of grinning. I don't believe this. There's a time that the people of Yah must be sober. And we're in a time that we must be sober. We must be very vigilant. Our minds must be very clear. There's no time for all of that grinning and skinning and that folly and frivolity. Not at all. That's why we can't hear from Almighty Yahweh. We must be sober in this hour. We're in a time whereby we must be sober. Our minds must be clear. Our mind must be in tune with the things of Almighty Yahweh. I don't think he's sitting up there laughing. I don't think how much she is laughing. No time for laughter. It's time that we will be very serious. Our approach is very serious. And we must take everything very serious today. Hallelujah. We must take it very, very serious. Because if we don't, then woe unto us. David said this. Now in Eob it says, "We desire not to know the ways." Listen now. "Depart from us, Yahweh, for we do not desire to know the ways." Have the wisdom of the ways of Almighty Yahweh. David says, "For I have kept the ways of Yahweh and have not done wickedly. Depart." Now that's what he's saying to his enemies and those that are wicked. He says, "Depart from my sovereign ruler." Depart from Yahweh. You ones that work wickedly, your minds are constantly overtaken and overcharged by some wicked, Torah-breaking device, that you are not brought unto the spiritual liberation of the Torah in Yeshua. For the words that he spoke, they brought the power of Yahweh's personage and presence in our lives. What is represented in our lives? Is it the living power of Yahweh? Or is it this damnable, corrupt, foolish identity of our foolish flesh? Our corrupt mindset? Our lies and our hatred? What is represented in us? David said, "I have not departed from the ways of Yahweh wickedly." That's why this generation said, "Depart from me. I don't want to know your ways, Yahweh. Just remove yourself away from me. What Yahweh commands you is for you. What he is not doing it, it's for you. What he did not do it, it's for you. What she didn't do it, it's for you. What they did not do it, it's still for you." You don't depart. You don't say, no, depart from me. You know, it's like this. It's like in the religious world. I'm quite, you that are a little older, you've heard that. They will say, I'm going to lay down my religion. Don't make me lay it down. I'm going to lay down my religion and tell you ahead of mess. I will deal with you. I will lay down my religion. That's why homes separate. Why? Because the wife laid down. She departed from the power of Torah strength. That she woke in the dynamics of the word of Yahweh. What he commands her to do. She says, "No, I'm going to depart from that." So it is with the husband then. He departs from that. He says, "Yahweh, I don't want to know your ways. I don't want to know that." But a man that is righteous, he will say to Yahweh, as David, "For I have kept the ways. I've kept the paths. As you have brought this wisdom to me, I've kept it. I've maintained it. I've preserved it in my inward parts. I've not allowed it to slip." It's a generation that everything slipped. Everything slipped but foolishness and folly. We retain nothing of Yahweh, but everything that is trivial, foolish, we retain that. We have the propensity to lodge that in our minds and our cortex. It remains there for years and days and months. We regress back to that trash. And yet we cannot retain one scripture of life, and that we fall on daily. If we know nothing else, we know that. We are inspired and amused for nothing. As the old saying, from nothing brings nothing. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. There used to be a song in my days, and that's how it went. Nothing from nothing leaves absolutely nothing. So it's nothing in, it's nothing out. And the reason you respond to Yah that way, because there's nothing in you. There's nothing. Because if it's in you, it comes out. If there's fruit that comes out of your liver, if there's something that is corrupt and damnable in you, that's what's going to come out. It has to come out. Because it must come out. And if it doesn't come out, it's going to bloat you and you're going to die. And that's why many are dying spiritually. They cannot hear the voice of Yah. They cannot hear the sound of the shofar as it blares for preparation to make an assessment of one's love. David said, I've not departed from the ways. I've kept the ways. I will not turn my left away from the ways of Almighty Yah and be given over unto the forces of darkness. This generation has done that. And I want to tell you something. When you depart from Almighty Yahweh, He departs from you. He does. He will not have fellowship with you. Where the Ruah of Yahweh is, I don't care, don't tell me about your child, immature, juvenile circumstances. When I looked at pictures today, my love was just broken at the bodies of the people in Darfur. Strewn everywhere, skeletons and bones of a man, his wife, the baby, nothing but bones by the thousand. This fat, greedy, that's why Yahweh says he's going to kill the fattest of them. And I watched these, and I looked at this, and these folks, and their bones, and their meat, and nothing there. And you could not walk anywhere, just thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of bodies dead. No barrier, nothing but their bodies. The buzzards have consumed the meat. And we sit here like some juvenile, immature people, not even understanding the power of the mighty one, the one that has created a purpose in your life, and not the damnable thing that you created. That is sensitized to your little childlike juvenile emotions. To hell with your emotions and your little childlike juvenile feelings. You will go to hell with that. I don't take one word back. Who are you talking to? Were you? Hallelujah. Elder Martin said to me, make sure when you go to Houston, you preach it right. I will. I may make enemies, but that's all right. I have no compunction with that. I don't mind making enemies. I don't mind that. Because I will not capitulate the word of Yah to try to soothe us to make you like me. Because you still won't like me. You still will not love me. Did Hamashiach love them? Did he feed 5,000? They saw the mighty power of his healing. And he said to them one thing, you must keep the ways of Yahweh. Not by the letter, but I'm the life of that now. There's a living power and there's a living strength to this truth now. Did they all turn? Did they walk with him no more? And they all turned and they walked no more with him. That's the mindset of this generation. They're turning to the God of their bellies, the God of their lust, the God of their greed. The God of their hatred, the God of their emotions. That's what they're turning to. And they're departing from Almighty Yahweh. They're departing. Why? Because you that are truly the sons of Yah, we are led. All the children of Yahweh are always led. We are led. And we will know the Ruah of Yahweh because HaMashiach, the life and the power of this living truth of Yahshua, it is the spirit of the Ruah of prophecy. That's what it is. And it reveals unto us, foretelling, forthcoming, the things that shall be, shall come, and the things that are in us. He deals with a personal people because they are personal to Him, and He brings it down to a personal level. So He's personal with you tonight. I don't like you, preacher. That's all right. You don't like Him. So it makes no difference. When one separates and began to replace the ways of Yahweh with their own ways, I want to read this to you. Hear it. And if it's not true, you will know it if you have the Spirit of Yahweh. Scripture says this. And Korah gathered all the congregation against them, against Moshe, the word of Yah, through the doors of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Scripture said, and the Spirit of Yahweh appeared to all the congregation. Yahweh spoke unto Moshe, unto Aharon, saying that this is Yahweh. He said, separate. And He's telling us that today, separate. They will not receive me. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. David declared, when I was young, I act like a little boy. Not like a child. When I began to mature, I put away childish things. There are us here, there are some of you that are still childish, and you need to put away your childish ways and grow up and mature and be of full age. So Yahweh says that these ones that the Korah, the Dathan, the Abiram, they have rejected the ways that I've instructed my servant Moshe to instruct my house Israel. And so they rose up against the standards of Yah and says to Moshe, now, you don't understand what you're doing. You don't understand the full thrust of this. We will show you how to do it. Yahweh says, not so. Not so. So He says unto Moshe, the house of Israel, He says, separate yourself from among this congregation, this people, that I may consume them in a moment. He said, remove yourself. Don't be attached to them. He tells us that we are attached to everything. We're all by Yahweh. We're attached to every kind of vile, Korahite, every kind of Hittite spirit and Jebusite. But we're not attached to Him. He said, depart, separate now. Separate from them. Well, we are such an emotional people. We have such false emotions. They're so false. We've been taught to be phony and false. It's one thing that the Ruach of Yahweh does, it examines the lev. It does. It does. It examines everything about a man. But we have practiced such falseness. We don't know how to do things properly. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, that is a false spirit. If I have something against Brother David and I kiss him as Yehuda did to Yahshua and I betray him, that's false. If I have nothing against him, let me lay the gift of the salvation down at the altar and go and reconcile and get it right. What has he done to me that will cause me to be separated from Almighty God? You are full of hypocrisy and falsehood. It is not of Almighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. So that was a young man that wrote me this letter of the day. It was all flattering. I'm going to write him a letter back. Now I will find out. I know what's in the young man. You understand. I do. Believe me. I know what's in him. But I will write the young man back and touch the very things in him. And maybe I'll read you the letter that he will write me back. He may not like what I say, because I will respond righteously. I know what's there. And I don't even like what he said. You understand? Most people would be impressed with it. But I am not. We're dealing with our entire being, brothers and sisters. We're dealing with our souls. There's nothing to play with. Everything you see here tonight, it's going to cease to live. today is not promised, tomorrow is not. I don't know if I will get up tomorrow. Who says I'm going to Houston? That is the itinerary. That is the plan. But who says I'm going?
There was an article today, it's in the USA Today. Make sure you get the papers, Brother Jermaine. And there's this man that his wife, she had cancer. And she was pregnant, she had three sons, and she was pregnant with a daughter. I don't know if y'all heard of the story or the detail. And in August, she had cancer. It was in regression, submission, but it flared up again. And so they have literally, since August, kept the woman alive on machines. And so her health last week began to digress even the worse. They felt like if they could get the child to 35 weeks, they would do a cesarean operation and bring the child out. It was 32 weeks. Now, I'm telling you this to show you something. And so the doctors realized that she's not going to live. And unless we retrieve the child, the woman is going to die. So they formed the two teams. They did an incision on the woman's stomach, brought out the little child, 32 weeks old. And the man, there's a picture there. It's a very poignant, it's a very touching picture, really is. Because he kisses the baby and he kisses his wife. You can see that the woman, there is no life there. No, she's dead. Young woman now. I think she's, 38 years old? Very young woman. No life there. The baby would have died. And he said the same day, joy and sadness. Because the next day he pulled the tubes because the life support system was not sustaining the woman. She was literally, her body was beginning to just die out and began to rot away, literally. That's what was beginning to happen. So even in the midst of all of that, here we see this separation that brought life. Yahweh says, separate from the Moshe, separate, and because of that, it produced life. We hold on to those things that cause our mind and our heart to be divided, whereby there is no trueness unto Yahweh. It's wrong. You must deal with the incubator of corruption and sin, and I'm telling you, it dwells in your own life. It is they are the things that you allow to incubate within your own heart, and it makes you think that you are right and you are absolutely wrong because you have separated yourself from the love of HaMashiach. You have not done what He commanded you, and you are absolutely wrong, regardless to what He has done. To what she has done, you're still wrong. You're not right. Who? Who is the one that has spoken unto you to separate you from the love of Yah? Who? He says, separate. One, a separation unto life, and the other, a separation unto death. One brought life, and by that one that brought life, death. That's what HaMashiach does. He brings life. And the one that brings life, He also brings death. He brings death to your corrupt flesh and your will. He brings death to that natural mind that is diametrically in opposition to Him. And all of your thoughts oppose Yahweh. All of your emotions oppose Him. Everything you do. So we need the mind of HaMashiach. You're without an excuse. We love to blame someone else, don't we? You without excuse, O man, thou that judge your brother or sister, and you do the same. You judge them and you've already departed. You without any kind of excuse. So he says to Moshe, separate yourself from among this congregation, that I may consume it in a moment. And they fell upon their faces and said, O sovereign Yah, ruler of the Ruah of all flesh, shall one man sin, and will you be wroth with all the congregation? Was he wroth? He was wroth. That's why he said, separate. Come out from among them. Separate yourself. He was angry. He was wroth. He was angry. That's why he said, separate from them. Shall this one man's sin cause us? It is your sins
It is the blood on your hand that separates you from him. It is your treacherous lying ways and your subtleties that separate you from him. No preacher, but you don't understand what he did. Tell me, my brother, what did you do? His action should not cause him to respond out of the will of Almighty Yahweh. So you're without any kind of excuse. He certainly did not do what the commands of HaMashiach commands us. You judge him, you are excusable. You will receive the same condemnation and the same judgment. We are a selfish people of stupidity. We don't want to learn the ways of Yah. We don't want to know the ways of Yahweh. As much as HaMashiach has brought the life unto us, we resent it, we reject it, and we go about establishing our own filthy righteousness. Oh, he did that to me, but I'm still nice to him. Your niceness, your tav, is nothing but as filthy rags. You have no sadiq at all. No whatsoever. You have a self-righteousness that justifies you in some kind of an emotional stance, but it doesn't mean a nick is worth a rat's dung. That will destroy your rat's urine piss. Will kill you if you inhale enough of it, or the dung. So it kills. See, it's not even worth the rat's piss. Because it is the filth of your own heart that kills you and destroy the law for HaMashiach. It is not the external things. Well, it defiled me because you have eaten the dainties that you have prepared a table in your own mind full of vomit and filthiness, and you have eaten from that table. And that is why you are defiled. Your mind cannot gravitate to the things of Almighty Yahweh. You cannot take great delight in those things. Who? What has separated you from the love of HaMashiach? Trials, tribulation, perplexities, great afflictions. You almost take delight in that. You almost think that you are the only one that is persecuted. You have no persecution. Stupid American. When I saw those bodies of those people strewn around like that, man, I don't care what people they are. I don't care what. They literally went in there and butchered them out of the tens of thousands. Babies like that. I saw one corpse, you can tell it was a mother with a child like that in her hand like this. Babies, nothing but bones there. Skulls, bones everywhere. Yahweh's going to bring the fart out on this world. You understand? It is all in his plan. Where is there such a loving, mighty one? Why would he permit those kinds of things? It is not that he has permitted that. It is because of the iniquity of man, his lawlessness. He tells us you should not murder. Wars are not based upon a righteous thing. What we're doing in Iraq is not based upon some righteousness. It's based upon greed and lust. Wickedness. That's what it's based upon. That then Darfur, wherever you go, the nations of the world, one day I'm going to take time and find out every nation where their wars are. There are wars almost in every nation. And he said, I'm going to destroy the fattest. And we are the fattest one of all the nations. We are fat in our arrogance and our pride, our haughtiness. We are fat, sick people. We're fat in our self-righteousness and our intellectual properties. And we are poor. We're anemic. The truth has no power. Does it produce fruit? I'm telling you, it's one thing for certain bugs may get them, but it's one thing that fruit trees, you won't know when fruit's on it. When you walk over to the grapevines, the scuffernocks and scufferdine, do you go looking for fruit? Sure you do. You do not make that trip for it to be barren. And when you go over there and you find an abundance of the white grapes, boy, that is wonderful. I like that because I like them. Sister Robert says to me last time, here's some perfect ones. That is not what I came for. I came for the white ones. And of course, there was a cluster of them that they were just right. And I consumed enough until my belly was full. David said, feed me. Feed me. Feed me. Feed me until I walk no more. The proclivity of this corrupt man says, feed me. Well, what? Gossip, lies, being busybody, until you never have enough. He says, separate from them, fools, because I'm going to do something great here. Did he do it?
Yes.
Sure, he did. He destroyed them. He destroyed them. Who? What are the things that are separating you? You say you love him. Love is a... Ephesians Horn would always say, love is more, the Ahava is more than a word. It is an expression of action and deeds toward one. He wasn't wrong on that. He was absolutely right. It is a profound expression. Because we haven't been taught that, we don't know how to do it. We've been taught how to hate well. We've been taught how to be very insidious. We've been taught how to be corrupt well, haven't we? We haven't been taught how to do that. Love takes a tremendous dynamics and a great strength. Anyone weak can hate, but it takes one strong to walk in the love of Yah. That's it. Was Thomas here strong? Did he walk in the love of Yahweh? So he wasn't weak. Hallelujah. It takes a strong man to do that. It takes a strong woman. Because when someone does something to you in spite, the strength is revealed in your love. This is a cowardice, a punkish, weak generation. And I said, I don't take one word back. You think you're tough? No, he's tough. I just stand in proxy among men. And I speak it without any fear or any thought of consequences. I said to those young sisters that called me, my heart certainly goes out to them. Though they came out of the Muslim religion. And one lives in the midst of community. I was talking with Brother Dell yesterday. She has 9 children. You that, she has 9 children, and the oldest one is 12. She says, Pastor Roberts, everything around me is Islamic. Sister says, when I hear you preach, Pastor Roberts, I will tell you, it examines everything in me and shows me. It always did with me. Now, Yahweh's going to do something with that. She has 6 children. And because Yahweh began to move upon her heart, not even her Islam husband has left her because... You must go the way of Islam. She says, so pagan, Pastor Roberts. It's so wrong. It's idolatry. I says it's psychotic. It's out of the loins of Babylon. You know, we don't have time to study nothing. I can have a plethora of books. You can be on the internet every day. You will look for folly, for frivolity. You will not look for anything to enhance your understanding or nothing. That's just the truth. So don't give me this hogwash, this bull, all right? Don't give me that. You don't want that. You want things that will not produce any kind of material form to your life.